Lesson 25. The 25th lesson. Time. If you are traveling in a foreign country, it is always very useful to be able to tell the time in the language. You may want to know when a train leaves or what time a boat comes in, so you might as well learn how we do it in English. First of all, the hours. We say, it's 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, and so on. Then for the quarters, we say, it's a quarter past 11, it's half past 11, it's a quarter to 12, and so on. Then we say, it's 5 minutes past 12, or simply 5 past 12, 10 minutes past 12, or 10 past 12, 20 minutes past 10, or 20 past 10, 5 and 20, or 25 minutes past 10, and so on. And in a similar way, we say 25 to 12, 20 to 1, 10 to 12, 10 to 11, and so on. Colloquially, one often says merely 10:20 or 11:45, especially when referring to trains. If we want to set a date, we say, for example, the 1st of May, or May the 1st, the 22nd of June, or June the 22nd, the 31st of January, or January the 31st, and so on. If we want to mention the year, we say, for example, the year 1900, or 1897, or 1929, etc. When saying telephone numbers, naught is called O. So we say, London Wall 1036, City 1122, but Gerard 2118. We only say double when either the first two or the last two figures are the same.
Excuse me, can you tell me the right time?
Yes, I think it is 25 past 10, but my watch may be a minute or two fast.
Thank you very much. It's only a quarter past by my watch, so it must be slow. By the way, do you know how far it is from here to the station?
Yes, it's a little more than 3 miles. It'll take you nearly an hour if you intend to walk. Are you a good walker?
I think I generally do between 3 and 4 miles an hour.
That's not bad. You have to walk fairly fast to do a mile in a quarter of an hour. Are you in a hurry?
Yes, rather. I have to catch a train at 11:30. I shall have to hurry to get there in time. There isn't a bus along this road, is there?
I don't think there is. May I give you a lift in my car? I'm going past the station and we shall be there in plenty of time for you to catch your train.
That's very kind of you. Are you sure it isn't any trouble?
No trouble at all. Jump in. I shall have to keep you waiting for a few minutes before I start.
That's quite all right, thank you. I'm really very grateful to you. I don't know what I should have done if I hadn't met you.
You seem to be a stranger in these parts. I suppose you haven't been here long.
Not very long. I've been staying at a friend's house near here for about a fortnight. Since July the 15th, to be exact.
How do you like this neighborhood?
I think it's beautiful. I shall certainly come down again next year.